Hoodhype.com listeners, y'all chilling with Billy Corbin, the director of Cocaine Cowboys.
There was nobody higher than him in this country.
Cocaine business controls America. Cocaine business always causes hysteria. Don't ask how the cocaine came.
That was exactly what was happening in Miami at the time. In fact, even worse than Scarface depicts it. And Oliver Stone really did his homework down here. And you have to remember, all of these guys, John Roberts, Mickey Munday, Griselda Blanco, Rizzi, all these guys were operating in Miami when Oliver Stone was here writing the script for Scarface.
They hit the runway, the travel service jumping. First dudes to pop it off. Medicine Bahamas, that's halfway and drop it off.
People started coming out of the woodwork. We started hearing from Pitbull. We started hearing from Trick Daddy. We started hearing from Nori. We started hearing from Kool and Dre. We started hearing from Khaled. We saw all these people, just one person after another. We're getting in touch with the people who worked with us or whatever, with Pharrell, with all of these people. Everybody wanted to acknowledge the fact that they were, you know, they were people who had seen it first.
Dude,
you can't make this shit up. No one would believe you.
No shit. That is, it's just amazing that this really took place, man.
I gotta tell you, as cool and weird as it sounds, the story gets so much more bizarre, you can't even believe it.
Good
Hype does their homework, that's some scary shit. It's Billy Corbin, raconteur, director of Cocaine Cowboys, chilling my boys Major and J-Mac from GoodHype.com.
Everybody know, don't fuck
the feds charge the cartel controls 80% of the cocaine.